Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A calm night across Israel with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is keeping the temperature mild. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports, just in, that Ali Khamenei's secret bunker in Tehran includes a blast-resistant room and escape tunnels. This bunker became a target during Israel's strikes against Iran in March. Also, the Times of Israel notes that Israel-Lebanon talks have been extended an extra day. A deal on IDF withdrawal remains elusive, with pressure from Washington. Also this hour, JNS reports that under pressure from Trump, the Senate backtracked on a vote concerning Iran war powers. Separately, Axios informs us that Iran fired missiles at Israel earlier this week. This marks the first attack since the ceasefire. And finally, previously, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps used agents in Australia to direct arson attacks against Jewish targets, according to the Times of Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, posting earlier today, reports that Eilat residents and tourists were unsettled by a Shin Bet warning of a potential attack. However, local officials, 10 and 10 MS, and businesses are maintaining calm. Avi Kenner, a prominent commentator, posted earlier today urging Israeli and Lebanese negotiators to consider the potential for peace and prosperity. Visegrad 24 shared that French-Palestinian MP Rima Hassan, known for her anti-Israel activism, lobbied against peace with Israel during a visit to Lebanon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with a report from the Jerusalem Post on Ali Khamenei's secret bunker. Israel's IDF has identified this underground facility as a strategic target due to its fortified nature. This comes amid ongoing tensions between Israel and Iran, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to the extended talks between Israel and Lebanon, the Times of Israel highlights the complexity of the negotiations influenced by U.S. diplomatic pressure. A resolution could impact regional peace efforts, especially with the IDF's presence in Lebanon, a contentious issue. Meanwhile, JNS reports that the Senate's decision reflects the Trump administration's assertive stance on Iran. The rejection of the resolution signifies continued U.S. military involvement, affecting international relations and security in the Middle East. That strike from Iran this week, reported by Axios, could unravel ongoing peace negotiations and reignite conflict. Israel's likely response could further escalate tensions, complicating diplomatic efforts. Finally, the Times of Israel's report on Iranian activities in Australia underscores the global reach of Iran's operations. This revelation may strain Iran-Australia relations and heighten concerns about international security. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that AppsFlyer has secured over $1 billion in funding from tech giants like Google and Meta. This investment will help expand its AI-powered ad measurement tools. Separately, CTech covers cyber unicorn Kato's decision to cancel its move into Fiverr's former offices in Tel Aviv. This reflects growing caution amid a softer tech real estate market in Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Bank Leumi has raised $1 billion abroad, which will be converted into loans in shekels. This move suggests a strategic financial maneuver in response to differing interest rates. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.